Our Friends and Neighbors, the Goldbergs. Brought to you by the makers of new high-test Oxidol. Folks, something big has happened to soap. Something of great importance to women bothered by sneezy soap. There's no need now for you to sacrifice washing efficiency in avoiding sneezy soap dust. Today's Oxidol is marvelously sneeze-proof. Marvelously free of sneezy soap dust. No other soap of its type can beat it, but, and this is important, Oxidol is made to prevent sneezy soap dust without coarsening the soap, without slowing up speed of sudsing, and with no lessening of that famous whitewashing power and safety which made it the choice of millions. Remember, when buying laundry soap, today's Oxidol is amazingly sneeze-proof without the slightest loss in washing performance. So, switch to high-test Oxidol, the famous fighter-washing, thicker-sudsing soap that's been singled out and officially recommended by a group of leading washing machine manufacturers. Large, responsible companies like Apex, with 20 years of first-hand experience with home laundering problems. And here's a sample of the advice those experts give their users. For sparkling, snowy white clothes with speed and safety, use high-test Oxidol. We officially recommend it. You see, Apex is not leaving anything to chance, no siree, because they've had conclusive proof that Oxidol washes clothes as much as 9 to 11 pentameter shades whiter than old-style bar and package soap, safely. Yes, and that Oxidol gives up to 3 times the suds, cup for cup. Rich, active suds that help get you through a big family wash in a jiffy. Well, do you wonder they say Oxidol's an ideal soap? So do you wonder they officially recommend Oxidol for use in the thousands and thousands of Apex washers they sell? Which reminds me, washer owners, the Apex washer people are not only recommending Oxidol, but demonstrating it. Yes, all this week, Apex dealers everywhere are demonstrating Oxidol in the famous new Apex Speedliner washer without cost or obligation. And believe me, I hope you'll make the most of it. I hope you'll see your nearest Apex dealer today. Because my, oh my, what a sight you'll see. Yes, ma'am. A thrilling preview of the miracles Oxidol can perform for you every wash day. And now, the Goldbergs. Molly and the rest of her family are basking in the pleasure of being south at the home of the Ellisons. It's the new life, the different town, the change in atmosphere, but mostly it's the fact that Molly enjoys being with the family of the girl whom her son Sammy is going to marry. Unfortunately, Sammy isn't there. Mr. Allison says that Sammy's away on business, and Molly and Jake and Rosie are impatiently waiting for Sammy to return. But Sammy may not. The truth is that Sammy discovered how false and rotten Sylvia was, quarreled, and left. Sylvia's hoping against hope that Sammy will come back. And meanwhile, she and her unwilling father are keeping the fiction of Sammy being away on business alive. But their secret is threatened by the fact that a telegram arrived in Lastonbury for Molly. Sylvia told Martha to send it unopened in a letter to the South. What if Molly finds out? And who's the telegram from? Well, Sylvia is just as curious. And she takes a moment off from entertaining the woman who may never be her mother-in-law to find out. Listen.
Oh, I'm going to have a moment, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, all right.
Sylvia, you've been looking for the pictures that your family all from.
Oh, all right. I just want to call
Dad. Yes, Sylvia, you said you better put on your wedding dress and I can see it.
All right.
Hello? Allison's department store, please.
Oh,
that's my sister Leah's husband, Ed.
Oh, we're looking through the album. Is that all right?
Yes, of course. Hello?
Sylvia, when are we going to see your wedding?
Hello, just a minute, Daddy.
Come on,
please. There's a draft for your mother with it open. Hello? Daddy?
Daddy, did that letter with the telegram from Martha Wilberforce come from Lastonbury?
Oh, it did? The letter came with the telegram?
Well, what did the telegram say?
Well, was it from Sam?
Well, why can't you tell me?
Well, who's with you?
Oh,
Mr. Goldberg with you now? Then, right there with you?
Well, can't you answer yes or no, Daddy?
Well, tell me, Daddy, was it from Sam? Yes or no?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hello?
Did I disturb your call?
No, I was just calling Daddy.
Oh, Rosalie, dear, what are you doing?
Beautiful. See here on this picture.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my. This is your sister that you're on this picture.
Mm-hmm.
I like you.
Beautiful. Is this one you're
up to? How old were you in this picture, Sylvia?
About five, I guess.
Five. Do you remember anything about yourself that far back?
Excuse me.
I do.
What do you remember when you were five?
You pulling my hair when you combed in and standing washing my face, and that's all I can remember. Can you remember anything from the time you were five, Mom?
Looking back at all your different selves is like, how shall I say, looking through a looking glass like Alice in Wonderland. And you think when you look, is this me? Is this I? Can this be me? You're different people at different times in your life, and sometimes you're ashamed to remember that some of yourself, things you did, things you said.
Whatever you are, you are. Sometimes I think people never can change, no matter how they try. You may hate yourself or be ashamed. The best you can do is try to forget.
Forgetting can be part of changing.
I think a person should accept what they are. Be what they are. Be themselves.
Then the world would never get any better.
Has it ever?
You're very pessimistic, Sylvia.
I'm realistic.
You're young. A change takes a long time. You can only see that it happens when you have time to look back. And for you, Sylvia, and for you, Rosalie, there's so little looking back possible, yes. It's all looking forward.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this, Sylvia?
My mother.
Oh.
Well, all right, Sylvia, darling. So just put away the picture, Sylvia.
And, Sylvia, are you going to put on your dress?
Rosalie, maybe Sylvia's tired.
Please, Sylvia, I want to see it.
You saw it, Rosalie.
On a hand.
I put it on.
Do you want me to help you?
No, I'll manage. You stay with your mother.
All right, Sylvia. Mama, darling.
What?
Mama, darling, you must never judge a person away from their own house.
What do you mean?
Sylvia is much nicer here than she was in Lestonbury when she was with us.
I think so, too, Rosalie.
I like her much better.
Me, too.
Sammy's influence more.
Maybe.
You can see it.
Maybe.
She's quieter and gentler. She's much better like Sammy.
You think so, Rosalie?
Mm-hmm. That always happens between two people.
What's my name?
The one that has the stronger will or the best character dominates. It's a rule, Mama, darling. It happens to everybody. It isn't meant to happen to you.
To me?
Mm-hmm. Who dominated your marriage more, you or Papa?
Papa?
I don't think so.
Well, why don't you think so?
Because you are the power behind the throne more.
There's no power, Rosalie, darling. Papa and me have a partnership.
That's what you say.
Papa's the head of the house, Rosalie.
You think so?
Then it is so.
You want him to think so.
Rosalie.
We're just discussing a question, Ma.
There's discussion, see, there's discussion.
But, Ma, are you happy now?
When I'll see family, I'll be happy.
They expect him back any day now.
Uh-huh, that's what they said.
Ma, be very nice to Sylvie.
Am I not?
I mean, as much as you can,
dear.
Did you see her face when she looked at her mother's picture?
Mm-hmm.
This is the China. The girl misses her mother most when she's getting married. I believe in young marriages, don't you, Ma? I'd like to meet somebody when I'm young and fall in love and get married and get it over with, too.
What's your hurry?
I want to have you with me in all the important things in my life. I want to get married young so you can be with me, play in a house with me, and be active, and everything a mother can do when she's young enough to be enthusiastic about things. And I want to have a family when you're young enough to enjoy it with me. Even when you become a grandmother, Ma, I want you to be a young one. I want my children to know you just the way you are now, Ma. The way I know you.
I'll always be with you, Rosalie, darling. Take the phone, dear.
Huh? Can you still be? Take it, Ma.
She's upstairs. She's getting into dress. Take it, darling.
Oh.
Maybe Papa, maybe Sam.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, who?
Who?
Lestonbury calling?
Lestonbury?
Calling who?
calling.
Who's calling who?
Oh, it's him. Or it's you.
Who?
It's Martha Wilberforce.
What, Martha Wilberforce?
My goodness. Hello? Hello, Martha? Yeah? Yeah, that's me. What do you mean, then, I got here? Well, I'm here now. Yeah, please.
Hello, Martha.
Hello, Martha. Hold the wire. Hold the wire, Martha. Hold the wire.
Martha Wilberforce?
Yes,
Martha, my son, Martha, was from Lessonberry. Hold on, Martha.
Me.
Let me look at you.
Oh, let me look at you. Hello, Martha. Martha, Sylvia just came down in her wedding dress and she looks like a picture in a frame. Huh? What?
What telegram?
We sent a telegram, Sammy and I. Just a minute, Martha.
We were expecting to hear from you.
Yeah.
We didn't, so Sammy and I sent you a telegram asking you when you were coming. And the telegram got there way after you left, and so Martha got it.
Oh. Hello, Martha. Martha, don't worry about it, dear. Yeah. Well, don't bother sending it. Why should you send it?
Well, Martha called and asked what we wanted to do with the telegram before you arrived.
Just a minute. Hello, Martha, just 1 minute. Hold 1 minute. Don't hang. Call, dear.
But what for? Well, Martha called and asked what we wanted to do with the telegram before you came. And, well, I told her not to open it, but to send it to me here.
Oh, you thought. Hello, Martha. Hello, Martha. You sent it already in an envelope? To me? Oh, in care of. That's right.
Oh, tell me not to worry about it.
Hello, Martha. There's nothing in the telegram. Nothing. Hold the wire. Sylvie, did you get a letter yet?
No.
No. Hello, Martha. Don't worry. Don't worry. There's nothing in the telegram. All the children wanted to know when we were coming. Don't worry, dear. Everything is wonderful. I only wish you could be here to see the wedding dress.
Oh, I'll be sad, Martha.
I'll be sad with you.
With
Paul.
And a long train.
And a long train. And a long sleeve.
The telephone should also have a lie detector in it. But the telegram has come. And it wasn't sent by Sylvia. Now, maybe you thought all I was telling you before the program sounded just too good to be true. About how Oxydol is made to prevent sneezy soap dust without poisoning. How Oxydol is so remarkably sneeze-free, yet amazingly efficient and fast. And about how gorgeously white Oxydol gets clothes quickly and safely. So please, washer owners, for your own sake, go to your nearest Apex washer dealer and see for yourself. But remember, the makers of the famous Apex washers are now recommending Oxydol officially and exclusively for use in their washers. And all this week, Apex dealers everywhere are demonstrating Oxydol in the brand new 1941 Apex Speedliner washer. Oh, no cost or obligation, but a positive revelation of what Oxydol can mean to you every wash day. In whiteness, speed, safety, and comfort. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly hears a voice which suddenly sends her heart racing with fear and terror. And this is James Fleming saying goodbye from the makers of high-test Oxydol.